flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
301-230-0980. Let's go to JB from Brooklyn. Brooklyn's in the house. JB, what's up on a misery Monday?
Hey, Craig. I just wanted to revel in the season and thank you personally. I started to get back into Commanders after a very long and depressing hiatus. And I saw a random suggestion from the algorithm from you, and just to have someone that is smart and breaking down stuff. And while I've been a fan forever, you and Logan have been really, really great of explaining things and making this the lens of really making this season special. I want to revel in what a special season this is. I am one of those old guys that graduated high school when the Commanders last went to the Super Bowl. And I said to my friend, I was talking to a girl, and he said, "Why aren't you watching the fourth quarter?" It was my best friend, still my best friend. And I said to him, "Oh, come on, we've seen them our whole childhood. They're going to be back in the Super Bowl." And 30 years of misery later, and just how special the last 6 weeks were. My dad, you mentioned your dad. My dad is in a nursing home in Kensington Park. Shout out to everyone in Kensington Park Nursing Home. And I was driving. I doesn't speak anymore. But I went down to see right before Christmas to see the Eagles game, and 9 hours worth of driving for a 3-hour game. And Jaden and the team, getting emotional, but Jaden and the team just like made my heart sing. My dad squeezed my hand. When my grandmother is going through dementia, the last thing she would sing was "Hail the Redskins." My dad used to in the 50s as a 10-year-old go down to Griffith Stadium by himself and go hold the football for people that kicked for the kickers before the game, and just to these. We had, you know, whatever, the 8 comebacks, the 8, like, incredibly special plays are connected to this, these just magical moments. So I want to thank you for being part of that, and just to have a team that reflects my values. It's not someone that I hate. I think that we, you know, we got our coach, we got our front office, and we got our quarterback. I just saw when I was skeptical because people I really – trust in football. We're shipping for May, and he walked out, and I saw everyone in the green room. The way the green room treated him, I knew this was special. It was a special guy, and yeah, I just want to thank you. And question for later is, what can we learn? What can we learn from the Chiefs? And what can we do to rise ourselves up from? You know, I think make sure we're not the Bills or the Ravens. And what can we? You know, it's a future question, but that's what I'm thinking about now. I'm not used to focusing on the football itself. Thank you for appreciate you for letting me ramble.
Yeah, JB, I appreciate your call a lot, man. That's really, really cool. Thank you so much for sharing that story, and you know, best to your family as well, as it sounds like it's been a tough couple weeks here and perhaps even longer, but glad you got that moment, and it means a lot for you to share with me that I've been a part of it and Logan's been a part of it. So thank you. We'll definitely, I think, Super Bowl week, tap into some lessons we can learn from the Chiefs and the Eagles. I wrote that one down. That's a good topic idea that we should definitely do. And I think we've done versions of that in the past, but it's a good reminder this time of year. And especially with Kansas City, like they're trying to do something unprecedented, three in a row, and they're doing it powered by a quarterback who is generational. And that looks to be what Washington has. And this is, there's one point, I mean, there's so many just like touching things JB said, and you know, I think important things JB said about football and not football and everything. But the point that I want to pull out of that real quick, and then we got a couple more calls, and we'll continue taking your calls for the rest of the hour. Like, this is our show today, is just letting you talk about this season and what it's meant, and the game yesterday, and whatever anger, resentment, bitterness you might have about the way it ended. But whatever you got, like, we're an open book today at 301-230-0980. But hearing JB talk about how the team finally reflects his values, and it's not rooting for a team owned by someone you hate, I can't tell you how much that resonates. Of how many times I would go home to my wife and just be like, I cannot believe I have to talk about this stupid football team. And there's a lot worse jobs out there than talking about football, talking about sports. Like, Van Pelt used to say it when he did his radio show. He'd be like, man, this is hard work, but I don't confuse it. I'm not out here laying bricks. This is not intense physical labor. It's intense mental labor, and that's not nothing. But it's, at the end of the day, talking about sports. And when you're spending your time like that, sometimes it can feel really empty, because it's like, should I be doing something more meaningful with my life? And I know that's pretty deep, but it is what it is. And I think when you get calls like that from JB, and then you hear what it means to people, and you realize that you have a chance doing this to help be the connective tissue of a community of people who care about the same thing, and a chance to talk about something that brings people together, people in a community, people within families, people within whatever, like, that's really cool. And that is rewarding, and it makes it feel less empty. But so does just talking about people that deserve it. Like Adam Peters and Dan Quinn and Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin and Bobby Wagner and Zach Ertz and on down this roster. There's a bunch of guys who work hard and are good dudes. And at the top, like, Josh Harris is still a billionaire. I'm sure I could find things that I don't love about Josh Harris. That's the nature of society. I'm sure I could find things I don't love about Adam Peters or Dan Quinn if I really tried. Like, we're not going to agree on everything. But at the end of the day, like, I think all of these men are good men. And I'm not looking to find those things. And if they show up, we'll talk about them. But, like, at the end of the day, like, I think in their souls, they're good people who want good things, and they espouse good things. They talk about the right things. They talk about having the values of good culture, good leadership, what it truly means to be a good man, what it truly means to be tough, what it truly means to be a leader. Not fake machismo garbage that a lot of NFL coaches have espoused for decades. And that matters a lot. That makes this, for me, as someone who talks about it and spends my livelihood, spends more time doing this than anything else in my life, makes it feel worth it. And I, for all the emotional energy that so many of you put into it as fans, I would imagine you feel in many ways the exact same way. 301-230-0980. More of your calls on the Hoffman Show next. But first, let's get the latest on the world in women's sports presented by Wawa. Chicken how you wanna at Wawa with customizable crispy or roasted chicken sandwiches.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.